Former Satanist reveals the secrets of satanic warfare by Guy Christ Lukubika of Congo 2. Brothers and sisters, the dragon has brought the war to earth. Brothers and sisters, there is a war raging for millennium. It is a spiritual war. The battle is real. The Bible says in Rev 12:7-9, and there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Many people keep telling me that I see demons everywhere. But the truth is that these demons are fighting the church for 24 hours and they don't rest. As long as they are on the offensive, I will set my eyes on them. Brother, we are more than conquerors in this war, but we must be conscious of this war and we must commit ourselves to this war. God's children are victims of this war because they are unaware of this war. They are failing to confront the enemy. Many of God's children are not exercising authority against the enemy. Given that the dragon was cast out on the earth, he brought the war on the earth and the world of men. The devil has a mission which is to kill, steal and destroy. You don't realize and you don't understand the seriousness of this war and hostility. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. The problem is that God's children don't realize that we are in a battle. We do not realize that the earth is the battlefield, not a place of rest. In truth, we are born in a battlefield. When we are born again, we were enrolled in the army of God, and we were immediately deployed in the front line. The church is in the front line, we are in the war front, we must not be ignorant of the realities of war. There was war in heaven and the devil fought in heaven and was defeated and cast out. The war has not been ended for the dragon has brought the war to earth. He is leading the hostility that we cannot ignore. In this conflict, I was actually a soul winner for the dark world. Every servant and worker of the devil is a soul winner. This war between heaven and hell is all about the souls of men. There is an unseen battle and hostility going for the souls of men living on the earth. Whenever a Christian that is living in sin dies, there is a celebration in the world of Satan for every soul that is captured. I was winning souls for the devil and I was to supervise the funeral and the burial of the souls I have won for Satan. Satanists are soul winners is just like Jesus who instructed his disciples to be soul winners, but God's people don't care about souls anymore. Family ties and bondage. Brothers, the last time I said every problem of your life has a source. You will not win this war unless you discover the source of your problem. You are battling because the door was open in your life. The source of my problem was in my family and ancestral connection. I am the evangelist Lukubika. I was born in Congo, in a borough of the capital in a Catholic family. From childhood, I wanted to be a famous wrestler. The whole thing began as a result of ancestral land family bondage. In fact, my auntie was a witch doctor. She was in divination, working with unclean spirits. People came to her with their problems and difficulties and she was solving people's problems because she was a fetishist. Given that my auntie was a witch and the leader of the family, she had bound the whole family and covenant with the devil. Thus we grew up in a family of bondage and ties. Moreover, my father was an occultic politician, who also had a spiritual influence in our lives. My family tradition and governance with the enemy was a door that had shaped the course of my life, for I was claimed by the enemy. Open doors cause demons to make a claim in our lives. Many children of God are claimed by evil forces because of family and ancestral covenant. Initiation into the cult of wrestling. Brothers, because of the gateway and the claim of the enemy, I began to aspire to become a famous fighter and wrestler, yet I was a quiet and respectful boy who was silent and did not speak a lot. Yet the claim of the enemy caused me to envision myself as a professional wrestler. When I was growing up, I went to enroll in sport discipline, like Olympic fight and Greco-Roman fight. Understand that these are just sport, but wrestling is not a sport. Wrestling is a spectacle. It is cultural and it encompassed fetishism. It is actually an occultic discipline like yoga and others. It is a cult, like other forms of mysticism. In order to become a professional wrestler, I needed to be initiated in the wrestling cult. Quickly I went to meet the representative of the divinity of wrestling in the country. Straight away I went through initiation ritual and I sacrificed a chicken. The enemy refused to tell me that the chicken the eye had to decapitate in the ritual was a human life. In the end, I was instructed to drop the blood of this chicken in the water. I was supposed to post this blood in the water, which is a portal. And when I did so, my spiritual eyes became open and I saw in the sky the divinity of wrestling called Paul Berger, who accepted my sacrifice. I saw his head hanging in the sky, I saw the god of wrestling in space. He was laughing with infernal laughter and approval. From that day onward, I became a professional wrestler. Whenever there was a wrestling game, I was supposed to do rallies and demonstrations. During these demonstrations, I was opening my stomach wide open. I was removing my head from my neck. I was buried alive for 3 days. And when I was on earth, I was alive. I wanted to defy and emulate the death and resurrection of Christ. Actually, I had a personal temple. And on the day of rally and demonstration, I was locking myself in the temple and through incantation, a demon was taking my shape and my appearance. He was replacing me and he was doing all these demonstrations in the city in my stead. People confused me with that demon that was doing the demonstrations, for he was adopting my appearance. In fact, my double, who was a demon, was often buried for days, and when he was on earth he was alive. And during my wrestling profession, I was fighting the body of Christ and I was distracting the public from Christians meeting by drawing people away from evangelical gatherings. The world of Satan. Brother, a Roman Catholic priest took me to the world of Satan, where I signed a pact with the prince of demon Beelzebub, who appeared in the form of a mythical snake. This is a powerful angel who is antagonistic to God. He instructed me to join his war against God's children that are opposing him and battling them in the name of their king. Brother, the devil is real. He has a global army and a global government. Brothers, I saw the satanic world and it is real. The fantastic and mysterious world of Satan is technologically advanced. For everything that I saw in the world of Satan was advanced technology long before their appearance on the earth. I saw mobile phone technology, information technology, automobile industry, and technology. In truth, every single technology we have on the surface of the earth have originated from the world of Satan, including new media, social network, the World Wide Web, internet technology, satellite technology, weapon technology. The world of Satan is technologically superior. It is advanced, and there are houses, cars, agglomeration, and urban cities. Modern technology is an invention from the satanic world. Make no mistake, the devil is the prince of this world and the kingdom of this world is not of God. Understand that most new technology and new media are interdimensional. Brothers, when I arrived in the advanced and fantastic world of Satan under the Red Sea, I signed a pact with the prince of demons Beelzebub. Immediately after signing the contract with Beelzebub, the devil himself took me to India. In fact, the devil transformed me to a fox and I saw him turning into an owl. Immediately we flew towards India, precisely the river Ganges, where he introduced me to the goddess of love, the Queen Jacqueline. People called her Ganga in India. I remember when we were flying in space, I saw many houses on earth flashing red light and I wondered. Quickly, the devil answered me and told me, "My son, the red lights that are flashing from these houses are our signals and our symbols. They come from items that belong to us." Actually, in many of these houses, there were statues that were inhabited by unclean spirits. There were in many houses, objects that were consecrated to devils, such as children dolls, clothes, having satanic symbol signs and logos, jewelry and rings that were dedicated to demons, even makeup products that the demons were flashing light. All these things consecrated to demons were flashing light. I saw that CDs and DVDs of secular music were also flashing red light. Then I also noticed that there were people that were also flashing red lights. And I wondered. Straight away the devil said, "These people belong to us." Brothers and sisters, I saw that sinners and Satanists, and all those who serve the devil were flashing red lights and signaling that they are of the devil. Then the devil revealed something unsettling to me. He told me, "My son, among these people that belong to me and are flashing red light, they are also Christians who live in sin." The devil said, "These are people without the Lord, a nation without the Master." Satan told me, "These carnal Christians think that Jesus Christ is still their Lord. Yeah, they live lives doing my bidding and my will instead of doing the will of their Master. Given that they are doing my will and hearing my voice, I'm effectively their Lord. Given that they are a bunch of hypocrites living in sin, their Master does not know them anymore." The Bible says in Matthew 7:23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity." The Bible said in Job 8:32-33, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If you keep in my word, you are truly my disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The devil told me, "These believers living in sin are my disciples, for they obey my voice, they do my will and my bidding. Their master is no longer their Lord, for they obey my voice. I have adopted them as my children and they belong to me because they live in sin. Little children, let no one deceive you. The one who practices righteousness is righteous, just as Christ is righteous. The one who practices sin is of the devil because the devil has been sinning from the very start. 1 John 3:7-8. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Matthew 7:21. God's children, you must understand that those who do the will of the evil one are of the devil. After flying in space, we finally arrived in India where the devil introduced me to the goddess of love, Jacqueline. This mermaid is a spiritual wife. I had to do a lot of sacrifices in order to marry her. Over time we finally got married. As a result, I could not get married to a terrestrial woman. There was a lot of abstinence, rules, and restrictions. Later, my friends and family noticed that I did not have a girlfriend and a woman in my life. They began to pile pressure on me to get married. I went on to require a breakup. I had to negotiate with the devil in order to break with my wife, the goddess of love Jacqueline. And this divorce was not easy, for the queen of love was fond of me. And she said I had brought joy in her life. The divorce was possible thanks to human sacrifice, as Lucifer asked me to offer human sacrifice and human blood to seal this divorce. Unseen warfare against the Church of Christ. Brothers and sisters, there is chaos in this world. There is a spiritual world war making victims everywhere. Ignorance is deadly. In this conflict, there are preys, victims of war everywhere. They are atrocities and prisoners of war everywhere. They are many that are injured in this hostility. They are captives and prisoners led to captivity. When I was deployed in this war of the devil against the world of men, I went to collapse a strategic bridge at the National Boulevard. When the devil asked me for red wine, the lorry carrying people plunged into the water and people died. Red wine, which was human blood and human sacrifice, is the foundation of the world of Satan. My life was all about human sacrifice and human blood. In the street when I bumped into a pregnant woman, immediately her baby was scanned into the satanic world. In some cases stolen and replaced by a baby of the satanic world. When I was enrolled in the army of Satan, the devil unveiled his enemy for me. Firstly, the devil told me that he was God and the Creator. He was my father and I was his son. Many Satanists think that the devil is the Creator. The devil actually told me to call him Daddy. I was calling him Dad. The devil made it clear that humans belong to him. However, there is a race of people among the children of man that are opposing him. These people are leading a war and battle against him and opposing him in the name of their Lord. When the devil deployed me against the Church of Jesus Christ, he gave me a list of 12 pastors. I was assigned to destroy 12 pastors in the city. To carry out my assignment, I was given a regiment of fallen angels at my disposal. I had a magic mirror that allowed me to visualize the spirit world and the material world. Anyone that watches in this mirror would turn blind and become crazy. This was a monitoring instrument. I was assigned to enter the church and cause destruction, and I was encouraged to never slacken. Then I began to work in the church to remove God's presence. The covenant the Lord made with the children of Israel was an alliance of sanctification and consecration. But today there is no holiness and prayer is not prevailing because of foreign and strange fire in the church. In order to remove the presence of God in the local church, I was to sow immorality, division, and prayerlessness. I was working in the church to remove purity and holiness. And in order to remove God's presence, I was spraying black powder in the church to bewitch God's people. There were demons in that powder. As a result, there was gossip in the church, slandering, and division. I was effectively causing distraction and immorality in the church, and I stopped God's people from giving for fear of prosperity and breakthrough. I worked in the church to stop God's people from finishing the service. Anyone leaving the church before the closure prayer was not covered, and I was able to attack him. Brothers and sisters, I would like to talk about the assignment that the devil gave me against the Church of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Joshua 1:3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. God's children should learn to take possession of new territories. I remember when I wanted to operate in a place, I will begin by taking possession of the place by blocking the four corners of the place. I was sealing the four corners of cities, villages, and boroughs. When I began to battle Christians, I was sending them satanic arrows and thunders. I remember one day the devil sent me against a pastor. When I tried to confront this man of God, quickly, I noticed that he was covered by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is beyond understanding. This mysterious blood of Christ was turning around like a whirlwind. Brothers, you must learn to call the blood of Christ and be careful with the men of God who oppose the blood. In this spiritual conflict, when I was operating in the hospital, I came face to face with Christians and I saw that they were surrounded by the blood of Christ, which was electrical. There were electrical charges and pressure coming from the mysterious blood of Jesus. You cannot come close to the blood. No one in the spirit world can withstand the energy, the pressure and the electricity of the blood of Jesus, for it is another dimension. On the other hand, the absence of prayer life and sanctification means that you are not covered with the blood. You will be reached by evil arrows and you will be sick, and no hospital will be able to cure you from arrows of the satanic world. During the war and fight against God's children, as I visited churches across the city in order to assault God's children, I began to notice huge warriors in armor positioned in the midst of God's people. They were moving around and protecting the church. I saw these warriors dressed in golden and celestial armor in many churches, and I noticed that they were really huge. One day I asked the devil, who are these giant soldiers, for they were in golden armor and they were holding swords. The devil told me, these warriors in golden and celestial armor that you see in uniform are the intercessors. These are the people who pray for churches. They always pray and they pray without ceasing. As a result, they are clothed in celestial armor, for they are defenders and protectors of the church. Brothers and sisters, whenever a believer develops a life of prayer, when God's children pray without ceasing, they receive celestial armor that are golden. Given that the intercessors always pray, in the spirit world they are perceived as giants and they look like warriors dressed with golden armor. The more you pray, you are likely to be dressed with the armor of God. A life of prayer causes a believer to be committed and clothed in celestial armor for war. The Bible says to put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. CFF 6:11-18. Unfortunately, these days there are churches that are lacking men and women of prayer. As a result, I was able to enter big churches and cause destruction. Brothers, as I led this deadly war against God's children, I came face to face with angels. I used to unearth corpses in the cemetery for ritual and incantation before wrestling games. It was then I began to encounter bright angels positioned around the grave of the believer. These beings called angels are tremendous light. They are tremendous energy. You cannot come close to the angel of God. On two occasions, I went to the cemetery to unearth the remains of God's people. But I saw luminous and powerful angels guiding tombs and graveyards. In fact, the remains of God's people are protected by luminous angels that are stationed around the grave. Angels are real and powerful. When you see them, you will never be the same. I realized the seriousness of the conflict in the spirit world when I began to battle God's children. There are a real battle and hostility in the unseen world, for God's children were enveloped by fire and guarded by military and fighting angels. Often I was encountering the great angels of the Lord in hospital at the bed of God's children when I was causing destruction in hospitals. I also saw angels of God in houses of God's children and around their bedrooms. Brothers, in order to visit the sun, astronauts put on suits that can protect them from the heat. And we know that when they visit the sun, they must keep a distance and they cannot come close because of the rays of the sun. This was the situation I was facing when I came to destroy God's children. There I was covered with cosmic energy and power, yet whenever I approached God's children, I saw bright angels. Some of them had wings, some of them did not have wings. Brothers, these angelic beings are tremendous, extraordinary and deadly, and you cannot come close. The angels are similar to the sun. God's angels emit light and rays of fire like the sun that will destroy whoever gets closer. Thus we always kept a relative distance to avoid angelic rays that will burn whoever breaches the limit. When I saw angels around, my belief was not the same anymore. These people are different from humans and they are not terrestrial. They have phosphoric bodies, they enter and penetrate solid matter. In this war, the devil kept telling me, my son, if one strategy does not work against God's children, you must always change the strategy. You must have patience and you must be determined. You must never give up. Brothers, my mission was to kill 12 pastors in the city. And when I launched the war against these 12 pastors in the country, I began to search for the legality and open doors. I looked for sins and properties of the devil in their lives in order to destroy them. But most of these men of God were men of prayers and they were living in holiness. They live praying and fasting. As a result, they were covered by tremendous flames of fire. I could not come close to them, for they were flames of fire. Given that I was determined and persistent, finally, I found out that one of these pastors had greed in his heart, for he had the love of money. This was the legality that enabled me to destroy him. Quickly I did magic prayer. As a result, a huge bag of money appeared in my temple. This money came from the world of Satan and it was cursed. Quickly I took the money to the church and I gave the man of God who was already fond of money. When he had accepted the money and began to use it, at that moment, he was caught and I got him. In fact, I bought his soul and his ministry with the cursed money of the dark world. When this pastor used that money, his soul was immediately arrested and taken to captivity in the macrocosmic world of Satan in prison. This man of God lived a few weeks on earth, and then he died. The moment he used that money, his soul was captured in the world of Satan, where he was programmed and his death was determined. A few days after getting this money, the pastor died. It is written, "Look, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." Matthew 10:16. After destroying this man of God, I found out that another pastor in the city had an open door for his issue was lust and women. When I entered this church, I saw there were no angels at the gate. There was a big church with crowds of people, yet it was empty. For there was the absence of angels and fire. The pastor was greedy and he loves money. This was illegality for us to enter and cause destruction. I went on to do magic prayer and incantation. As a result, beautiful women emerged from the cemetery. A cemetery is a gateway. I used to travel to the satanic world of Satan through the portal of a cemetery, the portal of mountain and hill, the portal of water, and the portal of the toilet. It was through the portal of the cemetery that this woman of the satanic world emerged on the earth. This woman came from the world of Satan and she was extremely beautiful with the aspect of a model and she was charming. When she landed at the cemetery, she had a bag of money with her. The beauty of this woman was not of this world. And when she came to church, there were no angels at the gate. Basically, there are always two angels at the gates of churches that are serious with God. When this evil lady had entered the church, she attracted the attention of everybody because of her beauty and charms. She was extremely beautiful. People were unaware of the fact that this lady belonged to the world of Satan and she came to earth to do a mission of destruction. Later on, this lady became a member of the church. Every time she was attending the church, I was watching as she was shooting rays and she was hitting the pastor with darts of seduction. I was watching the whole thing in the magic mirror. I saw that every time she came to church, she was shooting the pastor with darts. Given that the pastor was living in fornication, he was seduced by this woman who came from the world of Satan. Later on, the pastor invited her to his office for he was already seduced. The evil lady talked to the pastor, telling him that she was an entrepreneur. She went on to sow a lot of money in the church, and given that she was seductive, the pastor was seduced and had sex with her. At that moment, the soul of this man of God was captured in the dark world and his death was determined. In the end, the pastor died. In this mission, I was able to destroy only two pastors, for the rest were surrounded by flames of fires. They had radiant angels having a phosphoric body of light around them. Given that there was no legality and no open doors, there was no way to enter and destroy them.